There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
FM Talk, live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. So get your thoughts together for Lyon County. Yesterday, we had to end the show, and we had Commissioner Ken Gray call in, and we were talking about the water sewage bill that is now going up astronomically. I mean, crazy amounts. And yeah, crazy amounts. And this is going to be for years. You know, it's going to go up 10% now. It's going to go up 10% next year. It's going to go up 10% the year after that. Wow. Three of your commissioners in Lyon County who didn't really have any stake in the game. At least that's what Ken Gray was thinking. Voted for it. And the people now are getting stuck with it. Some interesting ideas coming out of it, though. After the show ended, we still had people calling in that wanted to talk about it. It's like, sorry, show's only live between 10 and noon. So if you have something that you want to say on it, please call just a little bit earlier. And we can take those calls at 884-9910, 884-9910. Could you imagine, I mean, whichever county you live in, could you imagine if every year your water and sewage bill just went up 10%? Well, that's happening in Lyon now. 10%. Unbelievable. You know how some people are paying for issues? The lottery. Yes, the question is back again. And I want to legitimately call the casinos out for this now. I mean, pressuring employees to vote against it, doing all the propaganda against it. So Mississippi, one of six states, has finally legalized state lottery. People in Mississippi had to drive to three other states to participate. Unbelievable. So starting February 2020, once they get everything rolled out, they're going to have everything. You can get scratchers now, but they will have the Powerball, the Mega Bucks, all that good stuff. I'm sure that, yeah, they'll have a Mississippi state lottery. So now, only five states don't have the lottery. Alabama, Alaska, Hawaii, Utah, and guess who else? Yes, Nevada. So that's my poll question for you today. Log on 991fmtalk.com. It's right there on the front page. In light of Mississippi's decision, even though we don't follow Mississippi with everything they do, should Nevada have a lottery now? It goes back to the same argument. There are people who will participate in a lottery, buy a ticket when they're out shopping or something, who won't necessarily be going into the casinos. So what do you think? And then we, as if we go forward during the elections, you know, if this is something you want, put your candidates to the test. Because if they say, no, we don't need a state lottery, then guess what? They're getting money from the casinos. That's just pretty much how it is. All right, let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. And to check in with Anthony this morning, wants to speak about Lyon County. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Monica. Thanks for taking my call. I was just calling to whine a little bit about the utility increase.
Please do.
So I went to all the meetings, all the informational meetings, and this came on pretty fast about, you know, how the sewer treatment plants were maxed out and whatnot. And it was very interesting to me that Mike Workman, well-spoken gentleman, the former utilities director, he was placing a few different options, not just this one with this massive increase. And yet it looked like the comptroller for Lyon County and the Lyon County manager did not even want to hear these options. And this is a well-respected, well-known expert in the field that knows when the recession hit and whatnot, you know, the cutbacks they had to make, yet they didn't even want to hear it. And there was only this one option, and as you know, three of the county commissioners that voted yes don't live in Dayton or Mound House that are being affected. They have, you know, no stakes knowing in the game, and yet they voted yes, and the two commissioners that do live in the area voted it down. So it was a lose-lose for the people, in my opinion, and something was just fishy when there's only one option and nothing else placed on the board, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, no. You're not the first person to mention that because of the fact that, you know, a county manager and the comptroller, that's pretty bad when they're not listening to the professionals. But, Anthony, you see that more and more with the advisory boards, with the planning commissions. The people on the commission who are putting that end vote aren't listening to the experts. They're overriding and doing all of this stuff, and that's why we have to pay attention. And I feel bad for the people of Lyon County because you're not going to get this back. I mean, you can't go back now and say, okay, let's re-vote this. You know, we have more information.
There's no recourse. And this actually doesn't affect all the people of Lyon County. It's only the towns of Mound House and Dayton that are going to be weighing the load. And from my understanding, when this passed, there was no cap or there was no saying that this bill is going to go down after all these upgrades and, you know, everything's paid off. So this is,
it doesn't sunset.
It just comes off very, it smells fishy. It's not a good look for the Lyon County commissioners or the utilities program that we have.
I hope the people of all of Lyon County, so Yerington and the rest, are paying attention to what the commissioners are doing. That the commissioners who voted yes on this, even in their areas, I hope their constituents look at this and say, you know what, boy, it could happen to us next time.
So, indeed.
I mean, Anthony, you guys are going to have to fight to maybe get something in there that this sunsets after the project is paid off, or because a 10% increase every year, that's pathetic. That really is. So, Anthony, get involved, and thank you so much for the call and pointing it out. You know, once again, you feel as though your voice is not being heard. Like Anthony, you go to the meetings, you speak up. A lot of people from one of the commissioners, Ken Gray, a lot of people went to these meetings. And yet, people that didn't have stake in the game, which, if you're going to do something that the county commissioners vote on, it should affect the entire county. If that wasn't happening, then this should have been a vote of the people who live in Dayton, the people who live in Mound House. It should have been their vote if this tax was going to go forward. Wow. An increase, we know sunsetting doesn't work. We know no tax or fee ever sunsets. But still, at least give people some hope that maybe they're not going to be taken advantage of for years and years and years. We have to get this straight, people. Everybody needs to start being looked at. Who their connections are, where their money is coming from. Why can't we get a lottery in Nevada? because of the casinos. And the logic is just so stupid. Oh, well, if we have a lottery, then people aren't going to, you know, go into the casinos and gamble. No, that's not true. Oh, well, if we have a lottery, that's just going to be, you know, more people addicted to gambling. And, you know, you're pointing out a few and you're sacrificing the many. Now, Mississippi, granted, they're following the same, you know, line of getting things passed. Oh, it's for the children. So once they pay for some massive infrastructure fixes, which, I don't know, this is kind of sounding like a bonus for Nevada here. Once they go through and they pay for some massive infrastructure fixes, then the Mississippi Lottery will go to education. Could that be something that Nevada does? Why do we keep hearing that, you know, Lyon County, Washoe County, surrounding counties, the water and sewage treatment plants, at capacity, over capacity? Why is this something that wasn't taken care of before? So think about it. I got an email from someone, which I found it really interesting that it's not something that I would have thought about before. But they're saying that the Lyon County sewage plant is not working at full capacity, that it is supposed to be producing, or, you know, pumping out this many million gallons, and it's only doing like 800,000. So maybe somebody needs to focus on the past engineering. Interesting. Were things done beforehand that didn't meet specs, and now it's just not working to capacity? Something to look into. Maybe this isn't something where everything has to be expanded. Maybe they just have to fix things and keep things running right. But again, it goes back to what Anthony said. When you have different options and people go in with a closed mind, then why is that county manager and why is that comptroller, why are those commissioners still there? If you are in public service, that's what it's called. An elected representative, you are representing the people. I was speaking with Bonnie Weber. She came down to the walk that we had on the river when we were going through the homeless encampments, that a number of them, now that since we did that walk, have been removed.
Oh, it's because it's getting cold. We need to help these people now.
No. It's because we went out there and got real video of it. Real video of the situation and put it out for you to see, which you can still see the video on YouTube, by the way. Just go to QOL-reno.org. See the video for yourself. But I found it very refreshing that Bonnie Weber was there, and I asked her why she was there, because the elected representative for that ward, for that area that we were in, didn't bother to show up. And Bonnie had the exact response that everybody needed to think about, and that was, It's not a Ward problem. It's a City of Reno problem. Whatever county you look, whatever county or city you live in, if your commissioners and council people, your representatives aren't looking at issues as an entire county, an entire city, then maybe they don't deserve to be there. When you look at just a little nutshell, Oscar Delgado, which it looks like he might be moving on to bigger and better things, bigger salary, now that he's, you know, been on the city council. Just looking at their wards, just looking at their districts, a good public servant, a good elected representative, that does not make. And you see the same thing in our state legislature, whether it be the Senate or the Assembly. Got to start looking at this stuff. Got to start looking at it. We are so close to another election. Stick around. We've got more on the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show. Whatever you want to talk about, whether it be the sewage stuff or anything else, your elected representatives, we'll talk about it here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
So basically, we have all of Northern Nevada. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show, 10 till noon every weekday. Except Thursday and Friday. I am taking the holidays off, so sorry about that. But when you're heading out on Black Friday, which I used to get so into, and it's just a state of mind now as you get older. It's like, I could care less about Black Friday. We used to have a Black Friday that would start at like, you know, 6 or 7 a.m. And now people are lining up for the deals at midnight, or they're just shopping 24/7 because the stores don't close. It's just about consumerism. And you know what? No deal is worth my sleep. I get grumpy when I don't sleep. So, you know what? Enjoy your friends and family on this holiday. Be thankful. Do you really have to have all of that junk? Because that's what it turns into. It just turns into junk. And you're really not saving any money. Now, if you want to go out and shop for the fun of it, and you want to get out of the house, well, good for you. More power to you. But you're going to find better deals even as it gets closer to Christmas. So just take a breath. That's what I found it is a way better option. Take a breath. Put up some Christmas decorations. Finish off that turkey, whatever you want to do. Let's see. Did Trump do the right thing in the Gallagher case? That was our last poll question. 78% said yes. 22% said no. Navy higher up got fired for the way he handled it. So the new question today, 991fmtalk.com, right there on the front page. Now that Mississippi jumped into the lottery, we are now only one of five states, instead of six, that doesn't have it. Should we have a state lottery and participate in things like Powerball and Megabucks and all that good stuff? Well, currently the Nevada Constitution prohibits the operation of a lottery within the state of Nevada. That's from the Legislative Council Bureau. back in 1983. Presently now, 45 states. All but one state that border Nevada have a lottery. That's Utah. Utah still doesn't have it. So, Vance, I'm not understanding your reasoning here. You know I love you, dude. Who plays the lotteries? Millionaires? Billionaires? It is not just another taxation scheme. Like all other taxes, does the money actually go to what the proponents say the money goes to? Mississippi right now is saying infrastructure, and then it's going to go to education. California, of course, we know they say it goes to education. Have you talked to the schools? How much lottery money do they get? It's questionable. So Vance says no to a lottery. I say yes to a lottery. I hate going to California, you know, like once every 6 months and buying a bunch of tickets and then having to watch. John in Reno just sent this in. Did you ever consider that California doesn't want Nevada to have a lottery? Takes away from their state line business. Interesting takeaway, John. I actually hadn't thought of that. I was thinking it was the casinos. But that's a possibility. What do? We go over to Hallelujah Junction. We go over to, you know, all the little gas stations and everything over in Tahoe, in Truckee. Good idea, John. All right, we are the home of Fox News, so let's get an update of what's going on in other parts of the country right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the week of Thanksgiving. Thinking about, this time of year, little kids dream about sugar plums and thoughts dancing in their head. I'm dreaming of turkey stuffing and cranberry sauce right now. So we are in a short week, but we got lots of stuff packed into it. So big question, Mississippi just signed into law the lottery there. So now Nevada is just one of five states that doesn't have it. Good question from John. Is it California that's actually keeping us away from it? Another email from Sean. I like this one too. Which, by the way, please send me an email. If you don't feel like calling in at 884-9910, you always have access to me at Monica@991fmtalk.com. Not Monica J, just Monica, Monica, at 991fmtalk.com. Sean says, interesting question. I would tend to say, let the free market handle it. Let's have a lottery. I think you highlight the important question, though, of where, with the revenue, where will it actually go? We know our legislature hasn't been incredibly honest and how they've worked with issues like that in the past, unfortunately. Yes, that is a good observation, Sean. At least Mississippi is being honest. They're saying, hey, we need to get some infrastructure fixed. So as soon as we get enough money and have this infrastructure done, then it's going to go to education. I would like to see the numbers from California for as many people that they say play the lottery. What's actually going to the schools? Is that money being taken for something else? I thought when you designated money for something that it has to go for that. But I guess legislatures have their way. Oh, Sean goes on to say Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, Sean. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, whether you're just going to hang out at home and just have a nice quiet dinner, or if you're going to go out and be ruckus with friends and family and get the big groups together. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving and share. And if you do imbibe, please get home safely. take a cab or have a designated driver. It's important that when you go through all of the things that you're thankful for, that, you know, you get to enjoy it for another day. So here's an interesting observation. Hello, Ms. Monica. This is from my friend Skip. Here is a subject of lack of civility nowadays. People being run over in crosswalks. Oh, by the way, two hit and runs yesterday. We're seeing them almost daily now. Who's not paying attention? The person in the crosswalk or the person doing the driving? I can understand if you're not paying attention in your driving, you get lost in your thoughts, or, you know, I've driven miles and it's like, how'd I get here? You're singing a song, you're thinking your thoughts, you're talking to someone. Accidents happen. If it's an accident, a true accident, don't take off. Help that person you just hit. And yeah, sometimes it does take some of us a little longer to get through that crosswalk. Not me. If for any reason I'm in the street, I get out of it. I don't trust anybody. One of those was deadly yesterday. So two more hit and runs. I wasn't crazy about cameras when they came out, but, well, we caught the person that ran over that girl in the crosswalk at school. Imagine that, drugs and gun in the car, in the truck. Person caught yesterday. Well, you see why she took off. No driver's license, no insurance. No conscience for people nowadays. From the way this last generation was raised, just no conscience. The guy in the truck, well, he knew he would be arrested for other things, so just incredible. With the drugs, with the shootings, usually pertaining to drugs, with the hit and runs, people just do not value, well, with the abortion issue, people just do not value life nowadays. Sorry about that, Skip. I hijacked your email. Okay, so here is a subject of lack of civility nowadays. People being run over in crosswalks, road rage and the flipping finger, barking dogs and wandering cats, boomboxes on the road, lack of discipline at home and schools, ambiguous city ordinances in receiving help from politicos, lack of local police patrols in neighborhoods. He's emphasizing Sparks. Make your case on the net. Report it. Case in point, Sparks section 9.30.030, disturbing the peace. Sparks Nevada code puts you perhaps in harm's way if you report a disturbance in the hood, worthless, as I said. There is no neighborhood policing. Guess a body needs to move to Wingfield or Arrow Creek. They enforce the rules of civility. Funny how that works. Good day. Thanks for the rant. Skip, you can rant anytime. But that is true. You don't just see police officers driving around, waving, have a nice day, just checking out the area. We have to tell on each other. We have to make complaints. And even at that, it's not always something that's going to get taken care of. Case in point, we had a gentleman out in Sparks who was suspecting of somebody of dumping in the desert, which now has turned into an art exhibit. I have to look into that. Law enforcement couldn't come out. Special events going on, so didn't have the manpower. Why do we not have enforcement? Why is the sheriff's department overworked? Why is the police departments in all of our areas overworked? Because they don't have the staff that they need? I was talking to somebody who worked the jail and basically said, it doesn't matter if we have a bigger jail. We don't have the deputies or the staff to maintain anything, and we're not going to get any. Whose fault is that? Let's see. Who runs the jail? Well, not really the sheriff. The sheriff just maintains everything. Who actually pays for that and approves everything? County commissioners. Police departments? Sparks and Reno councils. What is more important to you? Making sure the art looks good? Or being safe in your neighborhood? Not just downtown, not just where the tourists are, but everywhere. Go back to my emails, 991monica@991fmtalk.com, just in case you'd like to send me one. Vance, thank you. Opening a gap for a driver with the turn signal flashing so as to merge without incident. You are 100% correct. People in this area don't know how to merge either. That was actually something I brought up the other day. People don't know how to merge here. There's not a lot of civility on the roads here. Is that because we have more Californians moving in? I know I'm going to get somebody from California now complaining. Go ahead. I'm from California. I go to California all the time. Unfortunately, my family is still there. I'm trying to get them over here, but it's tough. But yeah, there is just a lack of civility in everything nowadays. Sorry about that, Skip. What would you like to talk about today? You want to talk about a lottery? Want to talk about civility? 884-9910. That is always your number to call between 10 and noon because we are live and local FM talk on the Monica J Show. 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
Warm summer's evening on a train bound for nowhere. Met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
You know what I just realized? That song is about gambling, but it has a lot to do with politics, too. You You've got to know when to hold them and when to fold them. Hey, it's the Monica J Show, your live and local FM talk show at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Love taking your emails and even love taking your calls, too. 884-9910. Let's keep talking about gambling and go back to the phones and check in with Parker this morning. Hey, Parker.
Morning. I thought I'd talk about the lottery. I lived in California when the lottery came in, and then I moved to Oklahoma, and they had the lottery come in, and they both did the same thing. The money from the lottery went to the schools, like they said, but they pulled the money that they used to give to the schools out, so the schools didn't get any benefit out of it.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah, I've seen it work. I've seen them in two different states. They do exactly the same thing, and then they keep putting out more and more bond issues for schools and stuff. So, you know. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know.
Parker, I appreciate that. And again, it goes back to our legislators. And if it's something that we do have go through, then we make sure that the funding for the schools stays in place. They don't get any more money, and then the money that they get from the lottery can go to them. So you can always say, you know, well, if the schools are struggling, then go out and buy a lottery ticket.
Well, the thing is that they don't put that on the ballot for lotteries. They just say it goes to the school thing, and they say nothing about keeping the money that already is going to the schools. They go in there. They just don't tell you that, and then you wonder where it all went.
Yeah. We just have to see that's where it goes back, Parker. We have to have better control over our elected representatives. People are just, it just goes to their head once they get elected.
Well, I feel that many of the politicians, when they go in, they may have gone in there for the right reasons, but then they are corrupted.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what letter they have after their name, an R or a D, they're all corrupt, in my opinion. Anyway, I'll let you go. So you have a nice one.
Thanks, Parker. Happy Thanksgiving coming up. Thanks for the call. Boy, I hate to agree with Parker on that, but it is true. I've been diving deep into some political issues, and as we see now coming forward, that Mitt Romney is also tied up with the Ukraine and other things. It really doesn't matter if you have an R or a D or an I or an L or a G. You can figure those out for yourself after your name. For some reason, once you get it put in charge of other people's money, something goes wrong. Something happens. And it seems like all you're doing is thinking about yourself and not the people who put you in office and how people put Mitt Romney back in office is just beyond me. I really hate to say that I supported him for president. This is where I encourage you. I really encourage you. When you see a story that you think is, that's conspiracy theory, whether it be on Facebook or the internet, make sure it's a secure site that you're logging onto, first off. But go down the rabbit hole. Start connecting some things. Look at why ABC dumped the Jeffrey Epstein story. Look at why Prince Andrew has now stepped away from his official duties. Have you ever seen that the Queen of England was one of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Did you know that Bill Barr's father, yes, A.G. Bill Barr, His father hired Epstein at a prestigious school to teach calculus, math. That's how he got involved with Bear Stearns. People keep asking, where did he make all of his money? You can start connecting the dots and the names of people associated with him. Kevin Spacey. Bill Clinton. Prince Andrew. Go down that rabbit hole every once in a while. You're not going to like what you see, but it might start opening your eyes a bit. People shout conspiracy theory to knock other people down. But when you have major news organizations shutting down stories of pedophile, of raping young girls, maybe we need to start paying attention and stop calling them conspiracy theories. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show. We'll be back after this Fox News update.